Is there a color or smell that reminds you of a good memory? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Have you ever walked through a store and caught a sniff of a candle that reminded you of your mom? As smells can be a powerful trigger for memories. For me, I associate the smell of vinegar with my grandma. It's not a nice smell, I admit that, but it does make me think of dying Easter eggs at her house when I was a little kid. I can still picture the rickety folding table that she used for the messy crafts when we came over as kids. There's another kind of trigger for memory that we'll talk about in today's devotion called The Color of Easter by Grace McCready. Even though I'm in my 20s now, my family still dyes eggs every Easter. It's a tradition we've kept since I was little. In fact, I can't remember not dyeing eggs on Easter. And this is just one of the many fun, color-filled traditions I associate with the holiday. We often have egg hunts using bright plastic eggs with colorfully wrapped candy inside. We display pastel-colored decor in our homes and on our lawns. And we even wear colorful clothes on Easter Sunday. As I think about the colors I typically associate with Easter, light blues, greens, yellows, pinks, and purples, one color I don't normally associate with Easter is red. It stands in contrast with the pastel colors we see on eggs, candy wrappers, decor, and clothing. But the color red is vital to the Easter story, because without the red blood Jesus shed on the cross for our sins, there would be no reason to celebrate Easter. We can't truly grasp the significance of what he's given us without remembering what it cost. And so, it's important to reflect on his sacrifice, to think about the pain he experienced and the blood he lost on the cross. He was willing to go through all of this for us. Because of his sacrifice, we can be free from the entrapment of sin. And because of his resurrection, we can be free from the fear of death. The red blood of Christ is the source of our freedom. Because of Jesus' costly sacrifice, we have the joyful hope of living with him forever. So let's talk about this a little more. If Jesus hadn't given up his life for us on Good Friday, there would be no Resurrection Sunday. How can remembering the price Jesus paid for our sin help us more fully celebrate our forgiveness and new life in Christ? And if you want to find out more about the good news of Jesus, then go to unlocked.org and tap Know Jesus there in the menu. Jesus' blood is hugely important and is talked about again and again in Scripture. If you want to dig deeper, we have a ton of Bible references for this. You can go to unlocked.org and find today's devotional or find today's story in the Unlocked app. Now, as you and I can read in Romans 3, 25 and 26, for God presented Jesus as the sacrifice for sin. People are made right with God when they believe that Jesus sacrificed his life, shedding his blood. This sacrifice shows that God was being fair when he held back and did not punish those who sinned in times past, for he was looking ahead and including them in what he would do in this present time. God did this to demonstrate his righteousness, for he himself is fair and just. And he makes sinners right in his sight when they believe in Jesus. I'd encourage you to dig a little bit deeper and read 1 Peter 1, 1 through 5, and verses 18 through 23, as well as Revelation 1, 4 through 6, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. Listening to the podcast is free, and so is the printed devotional. Now, some Unlocked listeners, they'll read the story and then listen to the audio version to kind of reinforce the story each day. You can get a one-year subscription to the printed version for free when you go to unlocked.org and tap subscribe in the menu. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, understanding how close and personal God is with your very name. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.